Coming up on Super Boosters, Ryan and I discuss blind spots, areas of your business that are not getting the attention they deserve. Stay tuned.
I'm loving the new backdrops from PB Backdrops. With new designs every single week, you're for sure going to have a new backdrop addiction. With floral, geometric print, theme backdrops, and even custom backdrops, they have it all. With complete one-sided pillow cover backdrops starting at $4.49, there's just no reason not to. Visit pbbackdrops.com for weekly specials. Hello and welcome to Super Boothers. My name is Ryan.
And I'm Ismail. And today we're discussing an interesting topic, blind spots.
Like so, driving? I ran into that Toyota.
Or you hit that deer?
Stop. I didn't hit the deer.
The deer hit you?
You can say a lot of things to me. That is not one of them.
The deer hit you.
That is a sore subject.
It's too soon? All right. Anyways, I recently heard an interview with James Cameron, which is the director of Titanic and Avatar. And he talked about something that was very interesting to me. He said he had an epiphany while filming Avatar, where he went out for a break or he was out for lunch or something, and he was in front of this big sliding door, this big, bright room, and looking out the window, and there was this fly.
Is he having a heart attack?
No. There's this fly inside his home.
Fly?
Yeah, fly.
Okay.
And it was just banging its head against the window, trying to get out.
Yeah.
Just kept going and hitting the window, kept going hitting the window.
I've done that.
And James Cameron said that he realized all that fly had to do was go a little bit down, a little bit left, and it would have been out. But it wasn't wired to do that. Its internal programming said, keep going towards the light, keep going towards the light. And it made him think about what his internal programming blocks from him. So he's like, oh, what if some higher being looked at his life and what he was doing with this film? It could just say, oh, James, just go a little over here and do it like this and solve your biggest problem.
Yeah.
And it made me wonder what blind spots we all may have in our businesses. What are things that we might be missing that are right in front of our noses that if we just took a break, stopped, took a step back, we could solve our problems much easier? Does this resonate with you at all?
I do that a lot. Whenever I'm doing this now at the moment, whenever I've been working either in the business too much, because that's a time where you really don't pay attention to the bigger picture, where you really need to take a step back. And as we've discussed previously before recording the show, that I travel a lot. So I will...
Just a bit.
A little bit. I will go somewhere else, get out of my element, get out of my normal surroundings, and realize, oh, okay, here's what I need to do. I love traveling and going to, like, stores and seeing their visuals. Because we can, especially since we're a visual industry, we can learn a lot from other people's visuals.
I think that is a great point, and I'm thinking about even people like Bill Gates, CEO of Microsoft, one of the richest people on the planet. He actually takes a week, I think every quarter, where he just goes to a cabin with no internet, with no nothing, and just reads books.
Okay, I'm not doing that.
But that's an example of what you said, getting out of your bubble.
Sure.
Getting away so that you can actually think about things. Otherwise, you're trapped in doing the minutiae day to day. I think you put it perfectly where you're stuck working in the business. You can't really move the business forward because you're...
That's why things like BoothCon and PBX and Photobooth Show Europe, those things kind of help you look at things objectively. For me, for this podcast, going to Podcast Movement in Philadelphia made me appreciate that my city doesn't smell like pee, but it also made me realize...
Sorry, Philly. Sorry.
No, You know, did I tell you? I think I told you this, or it was on the show, where I was fully expecting people to be like, "That's my city."
How dare you?
Nope, that's what it smells like.
They were like, "Yeah, yeah,
yeah." Sorry about that.
It could smell like poop, though, so it's not that bad.
Oh my gosh! But that's the thing is, what podcast movement for me helped reinvigorate my version of whatever this podcast is. So just the same as whenever, you know, we're doing our photo booths, we've been doing things such a certain way. You know, you go to any of our conferences that are coming up, those are the perfect times for you to realize, hey, this is how other people are doing things and it's working for them. Here's something that I might not have been open to before. If I had a nickel for every time someone gave me pushback on iPad booths, whenever we first started the show, I was like, iPad booth, iPad booth, iPad booth, iPad booth.
That's true. Go back to episode 5.
Yes. There are receipts in our Facebook group. Scroll all the way down. You will see people getting after me. Nope, not going to do it.
What would they say?
Guess what these people are doing now? These people now are all operating iPad booths.
It's true.
So I'd like to think that I have my finger on the pulse of our industry. I really think that our industry now is going towards – it always will be creating content that people can't do on their own. So things like green screen will kind of always be, you know, in the mix in some version or another. Augmented reality, that's going to be a big thing. I really think it's going to be a big thing. So have you seen the new 3D photos on Facebook?
Yeah, they're awesome.
Oh my God.
The first time I saw it, I was like, wow. I think you were the first person I saw do that with the dog or?
Yeah, I did it with Cooper.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's really cool.
He was eating a taco.
Now, that's just with a regular camera or?
No, it's iPhone. You use portrait mode.
Wow.
So
there's always going to be DIYers out there. Right?
Yes.
That's fine. You're not trying to get every person to use your service.
No.
You just need a small subset of people to use your service.
Sure.
You think this augmented reality is like the next big thing, or that's going to be a thing that the higher end companies do?
That's going to be a thing that they are already doing it now. I just think that it's going to get to the point where it's more affordable to where everyone can do it. And like little tiny operators can do their own version of whatever augmented reality will be.
Mm-hmm. What about this idea of blind spots? Like you kind of talked about what you do to step out, which I think is traveling is a great idea, actually. You just get into a different area. You see, just putting yourself in a different environment kind of resets your programming. But what are your blind spots like in your business? Is there anything that consistently is a blind spot for
right
you?
Now? Not necessarily consistently, but for right now is, I think, my website. I haven't touched it in a while.
That's surprising to hear because you're always on the website. You're always talking about the website.
I always am. I'm so busy working on other people's businesses and really neglecting my own. It's on autopilot right now. It really is. Like I haven't touched it.
But that's a problem when you have your business on autopilot. There's a potential for missing things, right? For a lot of blind spots.
For sure. Every 6 months or so, I kind of always just check in and see what other people are doing. Because mm-hmm. I don't have time to obsess about it. In truth, I really don't care. I just check on like, well, hey, is someone else offering a 360 booth in my area? Or is someone else doing, you know, what? Just kind of keeping tabs on things because there was someone in a market that I was operating on that said that they were the only LED booth in the city.
False.
Honey, not true.
But what do you do about that?
Well, I was there, so I said hi. I have an LED booth as well. How coincidental! No, you need to take that stuff down. No, but I also think that we live in an age where you can just yell out anything, and people think it's true.
Yeah. I mean, me personally, and I've made no secret of this. When we first started our business, I was right down the ground working the events, learning the software, knowing all the hardware. But now where I am, I think that's a blind spot for me personally. I don't know the latest version of this software, what it can do.
That's a problem because you can't sell it properly.
No, I do know what it does for me to sell it. I just don't know how to do it.
Well, you don't have to know how to do it.
Exactly. But. So for me, that is a blind spot, but it doesn't really hold us back because in my mind, sales cure all. Mm. The most important thing is, are you booking gigs? Mm-hmm. Is the calendar full of events? The semantics of how to do what they want you to do and which software is best for this thing, that's something that my brother handles. He's really the guy that knows the tools and how to get best use out of them. And I don't really worry about it. I focus more on the marketing, the business, the accounting, the big picture, like what trends are really moving forward. So it's a blind spot for me, but the way I handle it is that I have someone I work with who kind of, that's the spot they focus on, and the spot I focus on is their blind spot, and it makes a good team. So
I really wish that I had, that I took a step back more. I think that almost is something that kind of like, not necessarily hinders me, but I definitely think that I could benefit from not dealing with everything.
So how could we do that? Like, for example, your traveling is a good way. Do you think there's another way where you can maybe hand stuff off to someone else to do it? So you're not doing some of this?
I've started to a little bit. It's a little difficult for me to be. It's not that I'm micromanaging so much as controlling. And we talked about the dichotomy of this. S-A-T. And what I mean by that is I have a certain standard that's selective. So there are some things I will be like, absolutely not. There's no way. Like, this needs to be done correctly. And then there's other things where I'm like, whatever. I don't care.
I've seen this firsthand.
You really have. It is
baffling to me. Baffling.
I'm a complicated person.
It's very complicated. I'm like, out of all the things that you could be caring about, this is an example of something. And you're like, nah.
Just get it. Because I think I've realized, like, not necessarily what I can get away with, but what is passable or what, like, how big of an impact it is. Like, will this matter in 5 years kind of thing? Like they say, like, whenever you get into an argument with someone, ask yourself, does this matter in 5 years?
That's great advice.
And if the answer is yes, okay, then we need to talk about it some more. If not, then just blow it over. Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, the way I handle that is I just know what's possible and I go and I sell our services. And there's been plenty of times where, because of that blind spot of mine, I throw my brother into the fire of doing things that we've never done before, but I know that it's possible and he figures it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that helps you grow more so that now you can say, hey, we've done this. Look at what we did. Here's an example. And you book more. So it's like a snowball.
For sure.
Right? So a blind spot is not necessarily a bad thing, but you have to find a way to either step away, like you said, or have someone else focus on that spot for you.
Let's get back to like the beginning of this. What is your definition of a blind spot?
A blind spot is just an area of your business that you're not paying enough attention to.
So neglecting.
Neglecting or just not focusing on.
So a blind spot is not necessarily not full on neglect, just kind of burner.
You're kind of going through the motions. It's kind of getting done somehow. Not that great, but.
See, I think I really wish I was better more at kind of online marketing, but at the same time, not really, because I know that you could really throw money at a problem. I just choose not to. I think it's just because we talk about the curse of knowledge. I am just in this been there, done that sort of mode to where I don't really like care, I guess, just because I'm not going to blow the money. I'd rather blow it on something else.
There's a lot of different ways of building a business and growing a business, right? So you don't have to do it that way. That's a way that I do it. I like booking things easily online. And those events that you do get you exposed to more people and get you referrals to other people. So you're kind of getting gigs to get you going, but they lead to more and more business and grow your business.
So going back to this, one thing that I think really is a blind spot that I'm working on correcting is the ability for attendants to book events at the parties that they're currently operating. Because whenever someone says, hey, do you have a card? I want that attendant to start the conversation of, well, where's your event at? What are you doing? Well, were you just there? Whatever the case may be. I want that attendant to be able to get to the point of, either taking money or passing it off to someone that can.
Yeah. I think that's a thing to keep in mind, is that if, like you said, passing it on, that just reminded me that you can have, if a blind spot that you have is not your area of expertise, you can hire someone else to do it, right? Yep. You can pass it on to someone else. And I fear, like, I'm just speculating here, but from talking to all the people that we talk to that listen to the show, I feel like a big blind spot generally is people not knowing their numbers, people not being organized about their finances, not knowing how much things cost, not knowing if they're really even making money. So if you're not a financial person, I get it, right? Accounting, it's daunting. It's a lot of numbers, organized. It's just not your nature. But there are people that live and breathe that stuff, and they're not that expensive. So that blind spot is inexcusable to me. Find an accountant, find a bookkeeper. You need to figure out what your numbers are to see if you're actually making money. I can't tell you, you said if you had a nickel for every time someone, how many people message me and they're not making money and they're wondering why they're struggling? Your blind spot is the finances.
Yeah.
It's not just the money that you're getting revenue-wise. It's the profit.
Well, and to me, that is just – that's neglect. That's just – I mean, you can be oblivious or whatever, but you can't run a business and not know how much money you're making.
They think they're making money.
No.
It's a blind spot to me.
So a way around this, again, and we've said this till we're blue in the face, we have a costing sheet online. We'll put it in the show notes. Please download it because it really will help you. Whenever I was at Photobooth Show Europe, I went over that costing sheet ad nauseum and really went through it like in depth.
Yeah. That's the most popular download by far. I mean, the number of people that have downloaded that costing sheet, you should have charged for it.
It's really beneficial. I mean, but no, but that's the thing is, it's something that, you know, one of my friends that where the costing sheet originated from, she's a caterer. I've said this before. And she, you know, brought in a company, paid him $75,000 to tell her what she's doing wrong. And the costing sheet was one of them. And that's just something that everyone just at the very minimum deserves to know is, are you even making money? That is the most basic of question.
Yeah. Do you think there's any other common blind spots from your conversations with people? Like, to me, that's the biggest one by far.
You know, I think that not being visible enough is a blind spot. I think that I've said this before, where we're working so much on these events, we forget to maintain the current business relationships that we have. So again, I talked with one of my real estate friends. You have to touch someone 50 times a year for you to stay top of mind whenever it comes to, oh, hey, I need this. So if I say I need a dentist to you, who pops up? The dentist that's posting, the dentist that calls, the dentist that sends little marketing emails, that's the one that pops up. So if I say, hey, listen, you need, you know, it's cold right now, you need a new coat, where are you going to go? Who is the one that's been marketing to you the most? And with Photobooth, it can be just posting where you are every single weekend. And I'm not going to get too off topic on this. However, one of my friends who started she's selling dresses, bridal gowns. And the concept is she goes to people's houses and does essentially a bridal gown fitting in their house. She started an Instagram that has the word bride in it. She was posting stories of her kids. If you are, this is the problem that I had is her, it was her name and then bride. So what you're telling me is bride is the main topic. That's the main bucket that everything's going to. Whenever I'm clicking on her stories, all I saw was pictures of her kids at soccer games. I said, you got to stop that crap. If you want a personal Instagram, do a personal Instagram. Don't have a follower go on there and say, hey, listen, this is what I'm signing up for, and that's not what they're getting.
Yep.
So my thing here was you're telling – you're marketing to the wrong person. You're not selling gowns, which is what you need to be selling. You're selling your kids. I don't give a crap what they wear for Halloween. I don't care that they have some little ballet recital. I don't care. Your followers do not care. Why are you doing this to them?
Although I've seen some people effectively use their family, like the photo, like making themselves look like a happy family. It's effective.
But sure.
But within reason.
Sure. So again, I can understand doing that maybe 10% of the time.
Yeah.
However, not have that be like the main content that we're really selling here.
And you mentioned putting yourself out there, showing face. I've gotten to a point where I don't work most of the events, and like our holiday season is crazy. And it sounds bad, but I'm like, I don't really want to get up and go. But you better believe for the clients, the corporate clients that book us for a lot of events that year.
The ones that I'm doing next year.
I show up at the beginning of the event and I show up at the end of the event just to show face with the person that's booking us, see how they're doing, touch base. And that is really responsible for growing our business a lot.
That's a catering trick that I did. So whenever you do catering sales, your job is to just appease the client. Yes, we'll make all the changes. I'm not the one cooking the food. I'm not the one serving the food. They're the one servicing
it. But you're the face.
Absolutely. So you go – this was my thing is I would go to every event. Hi, hello, how are you? Check on my kitchen. Check on staff. Is everything is where it needs to be? Because it was on my BEO. I told you where it needed to be. Is it there? Okay, fine. Mrs. blah, 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 this is your captain. He's going to be taking care of you. Please let me know if you need anything. Bye-bye.
Yep.
I do that to this day. If I have a very big client that I'm not running, I'll go and either set it up with the attendant, blah, blah, blah. This is blah, blah, blah. They're here to help you. If you have any questions, just let us know. They can take care of everything. Bye-bye.
No, and I've realized this year, my biggest client, we used to do their events in one location. And that person that I kept checking in with every year at all these events now is in a bigger role and referred us to the events at their other offices in the tri-state area. So now you basically took that client's revenue that you were making a year from them and tripled it overnight because you had that face time. So it's very important. And again, this is a result of stepping back, knowing the big picture, and knowing where your time is best spent.
So what I want everyone to do is go to our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/superbookers, and write down something that you can work on this week.
What are your blind spots?
Fix that blind spot. Yeah.